From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operation manager, Brady Murray, and WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plum. Now, for the broadcast around the world, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 455, which is intended for broadcast June 24th, 2016 through July the 8th, 2016.
Includes 4th of July weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, July right, weekend. Right. I'm sorry, 455, Doc. What's...
There used to be a... Oldsmobile V8 that was known for its power, and it was a 455 cubic inch. You know, of course, we also know that's 91 times 5. You know, it's a...
I knew that for sure. all Oldsmobiles used to be, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they stop making the Oldsmobile?
Did they stop, I guess, back in 2008 when all that problem happened, you know?
In that general area.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure.
Of course, we're cutting this today when... Britain just has announced they're leaving the EU, so there's a whole bunch of people in America, I'm not one of them, that are singing the blues over troubles with the stock market today. Mm-hmm. That's, mm-hmm. You know, it's like shortwave, man. You know, we get around all over the world, and now with all these stocks being tied together on the computer, I guess something that happens in a faraway land has an impact all over everywhere else, too, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's big doings, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'd be nice to hear from our UK listeners.
Yeah, about anything, you know, that they're...
Folks
that,
generally write in about radio, and that's okay. That's,
oh,
a,
yeah.
That's a good escape,
oh, yeah.
You know, what you listen to on the radio, maybe sports you watch or listen to.
I know the guys listened to on the BBC this morning said that this was going to become their Independence Day. That's what he said. Yeah, what about that?
June 24th.
Right? June 24th, yeah. June 24th, yeah. So, getting a little heat around here. Is it warm to you, Brady?
we are, Doc, I think that all of the U.S. is in a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
I know that areas closer to Canada are like 20 degrees above normal.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of talk about
Phoenix, Arizona,
Phoenix,
and out through there.
California.
You know? Yeah,
yeah.
That's HARP, you know. That's probably what it is.
We had talked, and I think generally have a program where we discuss this a little bit. It's a very common question that we get from listeners about what happens to this operation when you have
heat. Yeah, right.
And mentioned it several times before that Continental Electronics, who produces our transmitters, they designed those transmitters to run in extreme heat.
They
and
sure
they do
have.
Around the world. They run in the desert.
Saudi Arabia in the desert in the Middle East,
And we do keep ours air-conditioned. And I can tell you that in the last week, we've had two calls to our air-conditioning folks.
Yeah, right.
Both were responded to immediately and taken care of. But the thing is, we have several air conditioners.
Good,
we have two
good size
for the
ones.
Inside building right over the two 100,000-watt transmitters. And one of those was out for a brief period of time earlier this week, and you could feel it throughout the building. You've still got the other 5-ton unit. You've still got the main unit for the building to stay cool.
They put out some heat.
Just with one of those out, it starts to warm up.
And
they are water-cooled, which brings up another interesting issue that we had this week. Should have gone really unnoticed to listeners, except for maybe about a 30-minute stretch where we did some soldering and put some pipe.
Oh, those pipes together. That Kevin did, you're talking about?
A pinhole leak opened up, and of course, they're water-cooled, so if you don't stop the water from getting out, that's where you run into troubles. And yes, that is a good opportunity to say thank you to Kevin, who is sort of a board operator extraordinaire. They all are actually here.
That's true.
But Kevin opened up the transmitter cabinet to find the leak at about, let's say, 12:30 a.m. local time,
middle
of the night.
Yeah.
Found it, found some pipe, found some solder.
And fixed it.
Fixed it up.
That's a very ingenious, resourceful young fellow. You know that?
Very
you
good
know?
With his hands. Good at seeing sort of the big picture, I think what it's going to look like in the end.
Yeah. I think he may have learned that, him and his brother may have learned that from Pastor Ezzy White, who's quite the repair person himself.
The broadcaster here WNQM Medium Wave and also on WVOG.
Yeah, in Nolens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Pastor White's been here, 15, 20 years maybe, like that.
Yeah, 20 years at least.
But those two sons of his that work here are really good workers, and they're very resourceful. And of course, their father is too, you know.
Which is also helpful to our chief engineer, because at the time he was in Memphis.
Sure was.
Dealing with a situation where they had had, you know, sometimes the bad luck comes in bunches.
It does.
And their main transmitter and backup transmitter went down at the same time.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
And then Phil is able to do a lot with a little sometimes.
He is.
I think some of the parts took a little while to get, but back up and running, sure.
Yeah, it does seem like things like that happen in sets, you know. But this saved him the hassle in that pinhole that Kevin fixed, of him having to make some kind of rush run up here and back down to fix it. Kevin's very resourceful. Alan, you got several of the folks
here. Alan's out in the field today.
He is, man.
Keeping the grass cut.
94 degrees. And I saw him with his bandana and his big water jug as he was heading out there to Mocha's. God,
we got to be safe. It's really that hot.
It really is.
It's really that hot.
Over 100 degrees Fahrenheit heat index.
How long has this been going on? 2 weeks at least?
2 weeks, yeah. Looks like another week at least, something like that.
And then we'll be into July, and you expect
that's when it's supposed to be hot, yeah.
Meanwhile, the WWCR garden is really benefiting from the heat.
Well, we got rain last night, and now we're getting heat today. Greg, when I was coming in, Greg was just coming in too, and he says, I said, man, these tomatoes and peppers are looking good. He says, anytime you talk about it on Ask WWCR, he says, they grow better. I said, well, then we're certainly going to talk about it some more. That's for sure.
So, do you see a pretty good crop coming in by the 4th of July out there?
You know,
you often mention 4th of July.
I do.
When you're,
you guys got off to a little bit of a late start, but you're going to have peppers right off the get-go. They're like a sort of a hotter pepper. I see the ones that grow pointed straight up, you know. Mm-hmm. And you got little baby tomatoes out there, too. And using that dirt from down in the field, you know, out on the antennas, where the antennas are.
What
do they call it? River bottom or something like that. Yeah, right. No, I think you're going to do pretty well. That says it may be 4th of July or sometime in July. In July, I know you do this some. You're going to have some kind of cookout or something for the employees, you know.
Really, it's the only option I've got is to use a grill because I don't have a Hobart.
No, you know.
Deli sandwiches if I had a Hobart.
If you had a Hobart, right. like the one that we saw at NASB, that would do it, you know. Hobart of that size, God, you know, you were telling me a while back, you know, you said, you know, I'm wanting to do these jerkies and all this. He says, but I can't find anything to slice it that thin. That's a Hobart for you.
What do you do?
And you don't want to bring didn't you tell me that you had an extra grill that you were going to bring here because your wife gave you one of those eggs, those fancy eggs, you know?
Yeah.
You like that egg? It does pretty good?
I do. But as you know, I had some considerable storm damage, and I'm still a little bit concerned with what I bring in and out of the house and yard because of nails, gutters.
Oh, no kidding. Like you've had the roof replaced because of storm damage. You've had all the gutters replaced because of that, and you also had to replace the central air and heat, you know?
Yeah.
All of that all right at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
Due to storms.
The storms,
most of it. Which, it's funny because you mentioned that we had rain here at the station last night. I had a little bit where I live, but mostly it was here. It was concentrated more in Nashville, and the storm that did damage to my home
was there.
Was just there.
Yeah, that was a hailstorm. That was a hailstorm you had there. That last night over by me, it was a lot of rain. And then, of course, today we're up to 97, 98 degrees. That's why Alan's out there mowing. That river bottom got plenty of rain on it, and then it's got that heat. And you know, if he does a great job. If he didn't stay on top of it, it'd get ahead of you, you know, before you know it.
And it's not just the grass. Like he'll tell you that if you let that stuff grow much, then you get trees growing up in it.
Sure,
and
do.
That's bad news in an antenna field.
No kidding.
You know, Doc, at a big old shortwave radio station, there's a lot of stuff to do that doesn't really seem to have a lot to do with radio or broadcasting, but it does.
It's a little business into itself, you know. And for example, when you had the guy out this week looking at the AC that you had to get repaired, that's on top of the roof, as you said, and it was hot up there too, you know.
it was hot up there.
He said he went up and saw it, and it wasn't really anything to the pulley that had to be set or something.
It just came apart.
But he came back down and says, I gotta stay inside for a few minutes.
Just take a few minutes inside.
Yep. No kidding.
It's hot.
You know.
And you get up on that that flat black roof. I think it's even hotter.
It's gotta be. The talking about your air conditioning here, One of the nice things about being at CR in the summer is this place stays nice and cool when you run them, those air conditioners. And, of course, in the winter, when it's so cold, this place stays warm, no doubt.
You can almost use the transmitters for heat.
Yeah, you really can, you know, because they do put out the heat, no doubt. Well, that's good. You know, that's, I guess it's kind of a good thing you think about it that we're talking about. It says everything's running. That's a great thing, you know.
As of right now, it's always the hope, and we're up much, much more often than we're not up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, sure. We do have to make seasonal adjustments beyond just frequencies, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Frequencies are doing pretty well, I think.
I think they are, too.
I noticed in the past 2 weeks, we had one day where atmospheric conditions were unsettled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think otherwise, the atmosphere has been kind to shortwave broadcasting. We continue to get good response by mail and email.
We do.
And I think hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll have some compilation of responses. I know it's been a while since we've done that, but it does continue.
And it's also getting close to that time where we're going to have to put together the next season schedule. We've already had to send the initial one in to the FCC. You know, that they, not one that they stick by, but one that kind of shows where we are. But, yeah, we're coming up onto that time again, too.
And those folks who keep up with that stuff, I know that the information, you, the FMOs, mm-hmm, the members mm-hmm. have access to it. But I have noticed over the past several days that you've done quite a bit in the off season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're longer stretches of frequencies that
we are getting longer stretches of frequencies that we could flip over and use or build more backups. You know, when you and I first started doing this stuff back in 2009, it was kind of tough. We had no documentation or anything whatsoever, and we were running woefully thin on any kind of a backup. And you remember, we got booted off of 4 or 5 frequencies. You remember that?
I do. So that always sticks in our mind to stay on the frequencies.
Yes.
Even in the middle of summer. Folks will note that our website is updated for several months, right through August.
Yes, August.
Last day of August,
yeah.
And those frequencies should stick, but we continue to work on frequencies and look to the next season.
We do.
When propagation typically improves. But, Doc, I know that you and I have compared notes this week from just listening at home before the show. And, things are going very well.
Yeah, I think they are, too. On both my Drake and the ICOM, kind of like the one, you know, it is like the ICOM is the same as what you got, I believe. It's like R75, I think.
Yes.
I've been having good luck with
antennas.
But yeah, different antennas, but still. That's right. You got Phil's power antenna, don't you?
I do.
Is that what you did? Yeah. You know, we tried to get him, just to tell the listeners, we tried to get him to come in and talk to us today. And, you know, you were a kid and you said, you need to come in and tell everybody that you hadn't took off to Hawaii or somewhere because you hadn't talked, you know. But as soon as you mentioned about us cutting it, he actually took off running the other way.
He didn't feel there was much of note engineering-wise.
No.
I think that there's always something to mention in terms of engineering. But
He just was not. But he's still here. He's not in Hawaii, that's for sure.
No.
He would have liked to be in Hawaii. You know,
maybe.
Yeah, but he's not.
I'd like to get some reception reports from Hawaii. I think it's been a while since I've seen one.
I think so, too. I'd like to see some in Hawaii. I know that we've been getting a lot of reception from out of the East, the West Coast a lot lately.
We certainly
have. Up and down the coast, all up and down the coast. And you're getting ones from, you know, when Brother Joe does his broadcast, you know, I have picked up on the Global Tuners, picked up stations up there.
West Coast, and that brings to mind, too, we talked on the last program about Christopher Rumbaugh with
Oregon.
Yeah, he listens on, I believe we figured, 9350 in his car on that car shortwave receiver on a daily basis.
He sure
he's
does.
In Oregon. So,
he
just
did.
Another example of West Coast. And there's a guy that we hear from. He doesn't ride a lot, but he says he listens daily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still a lot of that stuff that's going on. It's actually real cool.
So, Doc, it's kind of a ho-hum show. Everything's running.
That's good.
But there's a
that's
lot of
good.
Stuff going on.
That's
it kind
good.
Of goes back to what we talked about with Phil. There's a lot going on. Any of it worth mentioning?
He doesn't maybe, think, yeah, maybe. Well,
but, it takes a lot to keep the place going on a daily basis.
And we are doing that. You know,
stuff is going on right now.
It is. So I guess we'll crank up next time and we can talk
456
about 456.
And,
yeah.
See you then.
All right. See you then.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee 37218. USA. You can also send an email to AskWWCIARA at WWCIARA.com. That's AskWWCIARA at WWCIARA.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCIARA.